A few days ago, I'm at the gym training shoulders. Absolutely great workout. Every workout, there's always a few parts of the workout I know going into it, there's going to be a gut check moment. And we all know what a gut check moment is. It can happen at a sporting event. It can happen in your work environment. It's where everything's not going great or things get tough. And that's why I like lifting weights so much, because you're going to face a gut check moment a few times a workout depending on how you structure it. So that's where we're at. We're in a gut check moment. Side dumbbell lateral raises. It's the last set on side dumbbell lateral raises. 6 reps, then a drop, 10 reps. Up to this point, I was knocking out the 30s and the 35s for 8 and 10 reps. 10 and 8 reps. Now I'm in a conundrum here. Do I go to the 40 pounds and try to get 6 clean reps and push myself? Or do I say, you know what, I'll just stay back and I'll just do 35. Again, even though I know I can do 35 for 6 because I just did it for 8. A true gut check moment. Who am I going to be in this moment? If I walk around and tell myself I'm the guy that does the things I say I'm going to do, and if I say that I'm going to push myself, well then here we go. In this moment, I better damn well push myself. So as I'm thinking about all these things, there's an elderly lady that's at the gym, and it's just the two of us by the dumbbell rack. She's awesome, and I just took my headphone out. And I basically explained to her what I just explained to you. Here I am. It's time. Who am I going to be? I have to answer that question right now. Just like I have to do it every day. And that's why I like lifting weights, is what I told her. I picked up the 40s, knocked it out, 6 reps. Not easy. Kept good form. We knocked it out. Did the drop set. And I told her, I could have done the 35s. I could have done the 30s. Who would have known? Nobody. But I would have known. And that's all that matters. Because that's what self-discipline is. It's all about ourself. We know. You know when you cut corners. So anyways, about 20 minutes later, I'm doing shoulder press. And she walks up to me because she's done. And she said, hey, I'm going to get you a t-shirt. And it's gonna read, I know who you are. It was really sweet of her. And we kind of laughed about it. But because we had that cool moment at the dumbbell rack. If we're not updating our resume with who we are and challenging ourselves and holding ourselves to our own standards, again, self-discipline, it's about ourself. If you're not doing that daily and not updating your resume with action, well then who you are is sort of out there kind of on its own, meandering around. You have to, we have to, I have to pick a standard, set it, meet it, and then do it again, and then do it again. I'm constantly asking myself, who am I? Especially in those moments. And that's why I love lifting weights, because it gives me an opportunity to do it almost every day. So I ask you, who are you? Who are you in those gut check moments? Who are you when it's been a long day and you're tired, but you promised your kids that you were going to take them to the park? Or you're super hungry and it's been a long day, but you said you were going to go do that cardio. Are you going to show up and be the person you said you were going to be? Because that's what it's really about. Nobody else is going to know, but you're going to know. Self-discipline. It's about ourself. And again, it's important that we update our resume daily by constantly asking ourselves, who are we? And then backing it up through action. So the next time you're in a gut check moment, I hope that you can remember to ask yourself, who am I? Who do I want to be? Who am I aiming to become? And how does that person handle this? And then go execute by just giving it your best. Because that's all we can really do.